And now, coming to you nearly live from deep within a mine shaft underneath Gold Hill, Nevada in Story County, it's the Storyteller Podcast. Hey, what's up there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, humanoids and mutants? Welcome to another edition of the Storyteller Podcast. Yes, it's been a while, but hey, what the heck? We've been having fun on our hiatus. Wanted to give you all an update on what's going on up here with the Storyteller and bring to you an interview I did with Story County Clerk and Treasurer Vanessa Stevens about our election tomorrow. A lot of folks have contacted me regarding the mail-in election and whether or not certain folks within the county find out that they vote for or against someone, repercussions and ramifications will follow from the culture of thuggery that has existed in Story County for, well, since I can remember as a kid growing up. And had a great conversation with Vanessa. She was very generous with her time talking about what the process and procedure will be. Today is Monday. I talked to her on Friday. And the election count will be tomorrow. Most folks have mailed in their ballot, presumably, although folks are welcome to bring their ballot to the courthouse up until 7 o'clock. They're going to start counting, according to Vanessa, in an email that she sent me today around 4 p.m. I'll be there pretty much the entire time as a witness or observer and look forward to seeing the process in action. As she will describe it, as you can read in a posting that she gave me, there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on the process and doing it. So the likelihood of any shenanigans, I feel, is remote. Since 1988, I have been an absentee ballot, mail-in ballot guy. I had the chance of voting for George H.W. Bush, who brought us Willie Horton, or Michael Dukakis, who looked like Beetle Bailey in his little helmet riding in that tank or personnel carrier or whatever it was that was so memorable. I was working late that night. I had deadlines to meet. I could not drive the half an hour back to my house to file at the precinct. And so I vowed to never again miss an election or an opportunity to vote by requesting a permanent absentee ballot. Where I lived in California, that was a thing. Here in Nevada, you have to ask every time, although courtesy of the panic of 2020 and the coronavirus, why everything is mail-in. And so everybody gets to enjoy the same thing that I did. There's lots of cries about opportunities for shenanigans. Here in Story County, I don't think that's the case. And what I'd like to do is let you listen to Vanessa talk about her process, how she's going to handle things, and decide for yourself whether or not you think that there's an opportunity for shenanigans. I'm going to be watching. I know Clay Mitchell will be there as well. I'm sure other folks, maybe Marshall McBride and Lee Nashold will both be there. But I suspect that there'll be plenty of eyes on the prize and very little opportunity for shenanigans or thuggery. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce Vanessa. Actually, before I get there, I'm going to play a message from our sponsor.
To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Here's a taste treat you can enjoy indoors, outdoors, at work, or at play. The cool, long-lasting mint flavor refreshes you. The smooth, steady chewing helps keep you fresh and alert. Adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
I dedicate this program to the fight against crime. Not merely crimes of violence and crimes of dishonesty, but crimes of intolerance, discrimination, and bad citizenship. Crimes against America.
The following ad is a paid political advertisement. Hi, I'm Sam Toll, County Commission candidate, District 1. And I'd just like to give you about 30 seconds as to why it is that I'm running for County Commissioner. In the different commission meetings that I've been to, I've noticed that there is an awful lot of attention paid to special interests throughout the county. A lot of folks at the industrial park at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park, get things pushed through the commission that benefit the few at the expense of the many. And one of the reasons that I'm running is because I think that the average resident of Story County, the taxpayer, has taken a back seat to those folks. Make no mistake, we depend on the ad valorem property tax revenue that is generated out there. It has grown over the years and has allowed us to enjoy different things within our county that we may not have otherwise enjoyed. However, the amount of money that individuals and companies have made at the expense of the taxpayer is something that's very concerning to me. So over the next, till November, next 3 or 4 months, you're going to be hearing from me about those things and other things that will include my vision for taking the county in its current state, which is a great one, frankly, in a lot of ways, into some place that is better for everyone, taxpayers and businesses at the industrial park. So I look forward to communicating with you, sharing with you some of my ideas in the future. But until then, why don't we go ahead and listen to our Story County clerk, Vanessa Stevens. Here today with Vanessa Stevens, treasurer clerk from Story County. And I've talked to a number of people who have been concerned about sending in their ballots. A number of different concerns, you know, is the ballot secret? Is someone going to know how they voted? And I know, Vanessa, your office has put out a little flyer, which I'm going to include with this little posting. But why don't you give the folks a little bit of a rundown on how your office is handling things?
Yeah, you bet. So when a ballot comes into our office, the first thing that we do is compare the signature on the back of the ballot to the most recent signature on their voter registration. As long as those two match, it goes right in the bucket to be counted. If they don't match, we send out a letter to that voter to give them a chance to clear it up. And if they didn't sign at all, we send a letter as well so that we can get their signature collected and get that ballot cast. Once those are ready to be processed, a board does it. There's three people on the board. It's a bipartisan board. They go through them and open them. They do it in a roundtable fashion so that each step is done by a different person so that nobody can see whose name was on the ballot and then what their ballot inside that envelope looks like. So we keep everything very separated. Once the envelopes are all taken apart, the ballots are all flattened out and then they're ready to be processed and we feed them through our scanner. If any of them get rejected, then we send them to our duplicating board and they get a fresh, clean ballot and duplicate that voter's vote so that it can be cast by the machine. Sometimes okay. That's just a coffee stain or they scribbled something out.
So let me ask you a question right there. Once the ballot has been triggered and you know there's a problem, whether someone scribbled on it or something, coffee or what have you, how is it that the person is going to know whose ballot that belongs to so that they can be notified?
Nobody knows. So that's the point. They've already been separated from their envelopes. We don't know whose ballot it is. So we just have a ballot that's been filled out and there's something wrong with it that the scanner can't process it. So we just pull a clean ballot and duplicate their vote in a way that the scanner can read it. So if it's, you know, that coffee stain that's screwing up the scanner, now that clean ballot doesn't have the scanner, but their vote's been duplicated by that board.
I see. So if it was a person like me who can't quite fit in the little oval or there's some other thing that's caused the scanner to not read it, you still don't know who cast the vote, but someone in your office will analyze it and say, okay, they meant to vote for this person.
Yeah, the board does that. But the three people on the board agree that that's how the person intended to vote, and we get it duplicated and counted.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, didn't mean to interrupt you. Do you have more to add to the process?
It's pretty basic. We try to do it as quick as we can by keeping everything audited. You know, we count all of our envelopes and all of our ballots to make sure we didn't miss anything. If we do run across anything weird, you know, like that signature missing or not being right, we do everything we can to get a hold of the voter and get it fixed. And you know, I try to remind people that everybody that works in here, you know, we're voters too. So it matters to us that people's privacy is protected and that their votes are counted.
Sure. Now, we're recording this on Friday afternoon, June 5th. The election is next Tuesday. So if something comes in over the weekend and you've got it on Monday and you see there's a problem, that voter may have may not be counted. There might be an opportunity for them to be missed just because of the time constraints. Is that right?
Well, any ballots we receive Tuesday by 7 o'clock will have a 7-day period to be cured, is what they call it. So if there was any issues, they would have 7 days prior or following the election to get it corrected.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
So I was in the Slammer on Saturday, saw the weekend crew, had a nice chat with them. I did drop off my ballot. Your worker was careful to check my signature. Now, one thing that I remembered is that I did not have my ballot in the super secret second envelope. What's going to happen to my ballot?
It'll be counted just like normal.
Okay. So
we're going to open your envelope. We'll pull it. Yeah. People do it. It doesn't affect your ballot at all. The idea is that sleeve protects your ballot so that nobody could look through your envelope and see how you voted.
Right. And that's really one of the big concerns that I've heard by a couple of folks is that, hey, if I vote for this person or don't vote for that person, they will know somehow and you know, there'll be ramifications somehow. They might be mad. But that's really not possible according to what your office is doing.
Right. Yeah. The way we do it with that round table, you're not ever getting to handle the envelope and the ballot to compare them. They're separated, and once they're separated, there's no putting them back together.
Okay. Just a couple of quick more questions.
Mm-hmm.
My ballot and everyone else who has voted early is in your possession. I'm guessing that that's under lock and key, and sort of you're the keeper of those ballots?
Yep. They're stored in the vault inside the treasurer's office, so they're always locked down.
And they haven't been counted early, right? I mean, they're all going to be counted per that round table that you described.
Correct. Yeah, that that time we'll get them all out. Yeah.
Excellent. So I plan on being at the count on Tuesday night. Should be a lot of fun, maybe a late night.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the legislature condoning same-day registration, are the votes going to be tabulated and released that night?
Yeah, so we'll release a preliminary tally that night. We'll have to wait for the ballots that fall under that same-day voter registration statute to be cured. So the state's going to verify that that ballot was only cast in one county, that a register didn't jump around at all. I think we'll probably have 95% of our ballots counted and a part of that initial tally. We haven't had a whole lot of same-day voter registration so far.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I just wanted to talk with you for a minute to put the voters' minds at ease that this process is taken very seriously by your office. There's a lot of integrity
mm-hmm.
involved. And like you said, we're all voters in this together. We want it to be right.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Vanessa. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night, and it should be an interesting little evening.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Great. We'll see you then. And thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.